Greetings, Word Horde.
We're here with an exciting option for you, a version of our podcast without any ads.
That's right. No advertising interruptions, just the content you love, ready to go in your favorite podcast apps like Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
It's another way to support the show, ensuring that we keep bringing you the word stories and language explorations that you love. Try it at waywardradio.org/adfree.
And it's affordable. For just a small subscription fee, you can enjoy Away with Words uninterrupted, except by us.
Plus, it makes a great gift. Know somebody who loves language as much as you do? Give them the gift of words.
Easy to sign up, easy to enjoy. It's the same Away with Words, just streamlined for your listening pleasure. Go to waywardradio.org/adfree.
Support us, support the show, and enjoy an ad-free listening experience.
waywardradio.org/adfree. Thank you.
Welcome to another mini podcast from Away with Words. I'm Martha Barnett. Time for another linguistic mystery. In what part of the country would you be likely to hear older folks using the following phrases? He sure was mommickin' his little brother. And, why, those kids used to play me honky every afternoon. And, oh, I was quamished in the stomach. Give up? Well, you're most likely to hear the words mommickin', me honky, and quamished in a place called Ocracoke. It's just off the North Carolina coast, one of the Outer Banks Barrier Islands. Settled by the British in the early 1700s, Ocracoke's small, relatively isolated community developed its own distinctive dialect. One of the dialect's most striking features is its pronunciation. In the so-called Ocracoke brogue, the expression high tide comes out more like hoi toid. On the island, you'll also hear some unusual words. Mommuck, M-O-M-M-U-C-K, means to harass or bother. Quamish, that's Q-U-A-M-I-S-H, means queasy. And old-timers on Ocracoke remember playing the island's special version of hide-and-seek called me honky. You'll find more examples of this distinctive dialect at our website. That's waywardradio.org. And for a great introduction to the language of Ocracoke, check out a book by linguists Walt Wolfram and Natalie Schilling Estes. It's called Hoi Toid on the Outer Banks. More about that at our website. I'll be back next time with more of our talking tour of the United States. In the meantime, we'd love to know what regional expressions have caught your ear. Email us at words@waywardradio.org. Thanks for listening. For Away with Words, I'm Martha Barnett. Support for Away with Words comes from WordSmart, the vocabulary building software. Improving your vocabulary, reading comprehension, and critical thinking skills will increase your chances for success. Learn more online at wordsmart.tv.
You can support this program by making a donation at waywardradio.org/donate. Thank you.
Hey, listeners, we have a favor to ask.
We'd love for you to fill out our listener survey at gum.fm/words.
Your feedback is crucial. It's quick, and it helps us make our show even better.
It shapes our show, helps us plan, and ensures we're bringing you the content you love.
That's gum.fm/words.
Thanks for being a part of what we do.
Thank you.